MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Residents pack a public forum in Strasbourg over a proposed data center complex. The two missing baby giraffes from the Natural Bridge Zoo have been found safe. And Governor Spanberger and legislative leaders announce a deal on a retail marijuana market. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 17. A planned data center complex in Strasbourg was among the topics in Monday's public forum there. Local leaders and developers answered questions submitted by residents. WMRA's Aisha Pirga reports.
Monday's public forum focused on two topics, both related to data center development. One of them is Project Talmadge, a 2 million square foot planned data center complex in Shenandoah County. It would cover 87 acres right next to Interstate 81. The other is how the town will review future data center proposals. As of July last year, future data center projects in Strasbourg require a special use permit as well as additional public review. The Strasbourg High School's old gym was filled with attentive residents who had submitted questions related to both the data center complex and general questions about data centers, which included issues such as water usage, drought resilience, and energy demand. Strasbourg Mayor Brandy Hawkins-Boys and the Chief Commercial Officer of Technoc, the company behind Project Talmadge, were among the panelists answering questions. Brenda Tennant is a Strasbourg resident. She has concerns
about air quality and the noise and possibly pollution and what effect it might have on children.
The planned data center complex is not far from where Tennant lives.
If I don't know all the answers, then I'll have to put my house on the market to get out of the area.
But she says,
if they do some of the things they say they're going to do, and if that works out, it might be different.
There will be a town council work session on July 6th and a town council meeting on July 14th. For WMRA News, I'm Aisha Pirge.
We've posted links to more information at WMRA.org and on our app. The two baby giraffes that have been missing from the Natural Bridge Zoo since early 2025 have been recovered safely. Cardinal News reports the Office of Attorney General Jay Jones announced the discovery, but did not release information on where and how the giraffes were found. The office said the giraffes are now in, quote, a professional facility specializing in giraffe care, and that they are safe and are receiving proper medical and behavioral support. The disappearance of the giraffes has been the subject of a criminal inquiry by the AG's office for more than a year. The giraffes are now about 15 months old and about 10 to 12 feet tall. Governor Abigail Spanberger, along with members of Virginia's House and Senate, announced a retail marijuana market compromise for Virginia on Tuesday, and advocates for legalization are mostly pleased with the results. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner reports.
We have agreed to a proposal that will create a safe, legal, and well-regulated cannabis market here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's Governor Abigail Spanberger, who vetoed an earlier version of a legal weed market bill, announcing a compromise with the House and Senate. Details include a state-level sales tax at 6% before jumping to 8% in 2029. A total of 350 retail licenses will be given out. And while advocates are generally pleased with the final version of the effort, they're still concerned about a $250 civil fine for public consumption, considering the history of perceived racist enforcement. Chelsea Higgs-Wise is with Marijuana Justice.
That's what we will see here, is selective enforcement on the backs of Black Virginians.
Conversations with several people close to the criminal process compared it to a red light ticket, saying the dollar amount and civil nature of the offense means it's unlikely to get enforced frequently. Hanover County Republican Senator Ryan McDougal said local prosecutors are already under-resourced.
So why would we think a prosecutor would go after a civil penalty?
And Democratic Senator LaCharisse Aird of Petersburg, one of the negotiators on the deal, stressed the penalty wouldn't kick in until next summer after the next legislative session when more changes could be made.
That leaves us an opportunity to continue to assess the type of impact that could have and give us enough cushion to pivot if necessary.
In order for the compromise to go into effect, the governor and both chambers must first agree on a budget. That deadline is July 1. If the weed bill compromise is included, marijuana retail could start in early July 2027. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Virginia Senate President Louise Lucas has backed off her effort to get rid of data center tax breaks. At a Senate finance meeting Tuesday, Lucas announced a new plan to tax the generators used in data centers based on the amount of pollution they make.
This is a way for us to get to getting the funds back from the data center without violating the MOU. That was the whole purpose for doing it this way.
The new proposal aims to pry more than $1 billion from data centers over the next year. That's about the same amount that Lucas had sought by ending a tax break promised under the memorandum of understanding that Lucas mentioned. The House is set to vote on its version of the state's funding document Thursday. Lucas, meanwhile, is holding public listening sessions to get feedback on data centers. Meanwhile, the governor is getting more involved in Virginia's budget impasse. Last week, she backed a new House proposal that would create a commission to study data centers. Spanberger spoke to our partner station, VPM News, Monday about the potential for an agreement.
I think everything is on the table. And that, I think, it isn't a binary choice between we rip up agreements that exist or we do nothing.
Virginia's government is funded through the end of June, but without a budget, the state government could shut down after that. A new regional river water quality monitoring system assembled by the Reservoir Center for Water Solutions will provide real-time data to the public from the Shenandoah, Potomac, and Anacostia Rivers. WMRA's Randy Behage reports.
The next time you go fishing or paddling on the north or south forks of the Shenandoah River, you can hop online to check today's water quality conditions. The Reservoir Center's interactive map includes data from the North Fork near Woodstock and the South Fork near Shenandoah, showing metrics such as turbidity or cloudiness, algal pigment, dissolved oxygen, and water temperature.
The way that it is presented on the dashboard is that it makes it very easily accessible to just your average recreational enthusiast.
Mark Frondorf is the Shenandoah Riverkeeper with the Potomac Riverkeeper Network, a partner on this project.
Paddlers can go out and go, well, how cold is it out there? You know, how muddy is it? And oxygen levels are also very important. As water temperatures rise, oxygen levels tend to fall. And it can provide, real sort of an early warning detection system of a possible fish kill if the oxygen levels drop too low.
The newly installed sensors, donated by the Xylem Water Tech Company, will provide baseline data that can be used to track water quality trends over time and how they're impacted by various stressors.
We've really had drought conditions since, March of 2023. We're seeing more and more attention being placed towards development of data centers in and along the Shenandoah watershed, and they have the potential to consume a tremendous amount of water.
While all of Virginia remains in varying degrees of drought, the dashboard reports good conditions in the North and South Forks as of Tuesday afternoon, with the water generally clear and at temperatures in the 70s. For WMRA News, I'm Randy Behage.
You'll find a link to the dashboard at WMRA.org and on our app. Finally today, hellbender salamanders are in trouble, and some of their few remaining habitats in Appalachia were damaged during Hurricane Helene. But researchers have made a breakthrough. Radio IQ's Roxy Todd reports.
Hellbenders are North America's largest salamanders and used to live throughout the eastern United States.
And, parts of central and southern Appalachia are one of the last strongholds for the species.
Bill Hopkins is a conservation professor at Virginia Tech who's been studying hellbenders for almost 20 years. He says part of the mystery is all about the dads.
Because the fathers, who normally take really good care of those babies, don't do that when water quality is degraded.
This year, Hopkins' team successfully removed eggs from damaged streams, kept them alive when they hatched, and returned baby hellbenders to their native water.
To actually rear those babies in the lab and have the opportunity to watch them, be released into their natal sites where they came from was, I've got chills right now thinking about it. It was a pretty spectacular and special moment in my career.
Hopkins says they plan to scale up the project, which is a partnership with the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, to help more hellbenders survive. But it's a temporary solution. It will buy nature some time until better land management policies can improve water quality in hellbender habitats. I'm Roxy Todd.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.